When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What are some of the questions we need to start asking about the messages that we see and hear all around us through social media, through other forms of media? Joining us again this morning to help us sift through some of those important questions is Julie Smith. Julie works with me on a podcast here at KMOX, What the Media. She helps us with our KMOX Media Minute, and she's also an instructor and public speaker. So, Julie, let's really break some of these questions down. You were talking at 5:22 about who created the message. So how do we flush that out?
Right. That's the very first question you should ask any media message that you're consuming. Who's the sender of the message? What's their motive or intent? How is the message created to make me feel or think a certain way? What information is left out? Who profits from the message? What lifestyles are presented? How could someone other than me interpret this message in a different way? So we're not encouraging people to bash the media. We're just encouraging people to ask questions, even if they're listening to KMOX.
How do we discern things like motive or intent?
Well, that's a tricky one. And it usually comes from knowing who the sender is. So if you understand who the sender of the message is, it might be a little easier to understand the motive or intent. Obviously, if we're listening to any advertisement, the motive or intent is to sell us something, right? But in other ways, it might be to get us to feel a certain way about a certain politician or even about a certain sports team. So usually the way the message is created can give us that idea. If it uses a lot of emotion, a lot of punctuation, a lot of capital letters, they're usually trying to get a rise out of us.
That's what I was going to ask, too, is what are some of the techniques that are used to get our attention, to get us to pay attention to that message?
Well, Megan, I will give you a list of 10, and you won't believe number 7. No, clickbait is huge, and it works because we have this innate curiosity, right? We don't want other people to know something that we don't know. So a clickbait headline can be a great way for us to click on a website, and then that website generates more money.
How do we know if information is reputable, true, research-based?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it? Especially now because so many people have access to creating material that looks legitimate. So we might automatically think that if it's on a screen, it's accurate because years ago, the people who put news on a screen had editors and ombudsmen. That doesn't really exist anymore. So the onus is on us to determine what's real, meaningful, valid, and true. But that takes time and a lot of personal responsibility.
I think one of the hardest questions for people to ask as they're learning to analyze and really think critically about media messages is thinking about what has been left out of the information or the message that I'm receiving.
So if you are receiving or consuming some political news and only people from one political party are interviewed about the story, then you can ask yourself, well, why didn't they interview someone from the other political party to give another viewpoint? And so it usually involves a little bit of creative critical thinking. But once you get in the hang of that, it changes the experience and makes it really interesting.
How important is it as you're analyzing messages to look at what other sources are saying about the same thing?
Very important. In fact, we call that lateral reading, so that if you see something, especially online, that really gets your attention, check lots and lots of other websites to see if they are reporting on the exact same thing. Because if they're not, that's a red flag that someone's just trying to get your attention and making things up.
Okay, Julie, thank you for your time. Tomorrow, we're going to talk more about how you evaluate media messages. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about our KMOX Media Literacy Project, just go to KMOX.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.